Hi, everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Last month, my family and I moved into a new home. And in English, it's what we'd call a fixer-upper. It's a home that needs updates. It needs renovation. It needs to be remodeled in various ways. Now, we are in the process of fixing our house up, and today you'll hear a true story about the process. In this 5-minute English episode, you'll learn how to talk about home renovations and repairs in English. This is a topic-specific lesson, so it's jam-packed with vocabulary you will need if this topic arises in conversation. I like to call this method fluency, one topic at a time. Because as humans, I believe that it's possible to be 100% confident and fluent in some topics and very weak in others. Despite Lucas's very high level in English, he was often at a loss for words when talking about fixing our house. Actually, he was at a loss for words up until recently when we had to go over everything. For example, he said, "We need a plan of the house showing each room." To which I responded, "Oh yeah, we do. We can probably find a blueprint online." A blueprint. A blueprint is a physical guide or map showing the location of each room in a house. It's the layout of a house in a visual form. A blueprint is essential for construction projects because it allows everyone involved to visually understand where things should be. So this lesson is filled with words like blueprint, words that are needed to discuss this topic. So I hope you enjoy this lesson. It's an advanced one. If you sign up to premium content or just the 5-minute English courses, you will receive an image sheet with pictures of all of the key vocabulary discussed. You'll see a video with those images and shadowing exercises to work on your pronunciation, as well as many exercises and quizzes to help you retain the words you hear. You also have an annotated transcript. Believe me, as a language learner myself, this is incredibly helpful for understanding a text. You'll find the links for all of those things in the episode notes, so check that out. Without any further ado, let's begin. In the United States, there are so many shows, especially on HGTV, about home renovations. To renovate means to make new or to refresh in a way. Oftentimes on these shows, the host will buy a fixer-upper, a home that is in need of a renovation. Usually, it's purchased at a low price. Then, the host will flip the home with the help of a contractor, interior designer, and possibly an engineer and architect. They will flip the home. To flip also means to renovate a home, but then turn around and sell it for a profit or at a profit. You may be familiar with the wildly popular couple Chip and Joanna Gaines, who popularized the act of flipping houses on their show Fixer Upper. Chip is a strong and muscled ginger who often has tools in his hands. He's what we'd call a contractor. He's an expert in construction. He's a contractor. so he can knock down walls and build new ones. When an additional space is being added to a property, for example, an ADU, he'll get the permit to do so. In terms of his skills, the sky is the limit. Joanna Gaines, on the other hand, his wife, is a designer. She often looks at the blueprints of a property, reorders the layout, chooses flooring, window treatments, furniture, and all that jazz, so the place looks good in her farmhouse chic style. Together, they're the ultimate DIY couple. They do their projects on their own. Of course, with the help of some handymen. Last month, Lucas and I decided to buy a fixer-upper in North Carolina, feeling inspired to become a similar DIY couple. Our house, although located on a beautiful tree-lined street, well, it's in dire need of improvement. And as newbies to home improvement, we feel like chickens with our heads cut off. We've often had to ask ourselves, can we really do this on our own? First of all, the garage door was broken, and the neighbor told us to repair it ASAP because of the bears. He explained that he came home to a family of bears in his kitchen, going through the cabinets and eating his food, all because he left his back door unlocked. Lucas and I both looked at each other. Can you fix a garage door? No. Can you fix a garage door? No. Needless to say, we hired a handyman to repair it immediately. We then hired a landscaper to reroute the flow of water from our driveway because it was seeping into our garage walls. Then, after learning about radon issues in soil on the East Coast, we hired a radon team to ensure healthy radon levels in our basement. All right, so we can't do everything on our own, but we can do some stuff. Last week, I rolled up my sleeves and tackled a number of home improvement tasks. There were nail and screw holes all over the walls, so I patched them with spackle. Then I sanded the dried spackle with sandpaper to smooth it out. To ensure the walls were ready for a fresh coat of paint, I grabbed a screwdriver and removed all of the outlet covers. I protected the baseboards with painter's tape, laid out a drop cloth to avoid paint splattering on the floor, and then it was game time. With my paintbrush and roller in hand, it took two coats of paint to cover our stained and spotted walls. Now our rooms and the hallway look fresh and inviting. In the bathroom, however, there was bigger fish to fry. Hidden away in the corners, we could see black mold. It had to go. Most newer homes in the U.S. have drywall, insulation, and a wooden frame. With a hammer, I was able to knock down the drywall and remove every last bit of black. We'll, of course, need to replace the walls and get a better ventilation system in the future. On home improvement shows, the act of taking down walls, removing the floor, all that stuff, it's called demoing, which is short for demolishing. We realized it's not only fun smashing the walls or doing that demo work, it's actually pretty easy. Of course, it requires safety goggles and decent aim. Nobody wants to hit pipes or electrical wires. Speaking of which, we've come to terms with the fact that we'll need to hire an electrician to install lighting and ceiling fans, a plumber to do the plumbing, and a contractor for all the building and dirty work. We trust ourselves, but not enough to risk burning down the house, flooding it, or getting electrocuted. Not to mention, neither of us wants to fall from a ladder while trying to break through brick and stone for new windows. So maybe we are not a DIY couple, but there are some things we can do. Our kitchen is small and cramped, and we'll try to remodel it. This month, you might find us at Home Depot, picking out new countertops and cabinets, of course, with ample storage. We'll be choosing new hardwood floors, perhaps decorative tile for the backsplash. You might find me in the kitchen, measuring the width and length of walls with my tape measure to see where and whether appliances will fit. Or even perhaps a level in my hand as I make sure my pictures are well balanced on the walls. Don't get me wrong, our house is not a dump. It's somewhat run down, but it's definitely a work in progress. It's a fixer-upper, and we are definitely fixing it up. We covered a lot of vocabulary here. I made sure to cover common professions in home renovation: an electrician, a contractor, a designer, an engineer, a plumber, an architect, I also mentioned. Of course, that would be for a bigger project. If you don't know the name of a profession, you can usually just add guy to the end of whatever it is and make it a profession. For example, I'm going to call the air conditioning guy to help me install a new AC unit, or even, you know, the air conditioning and heater guy to do an HVAC. I'm going to call the radon guy to check our radon levels. Obviously, females can work these professions too. We also covered a number of popular tools needed in home improvement, common issues, and simple fixes. I didn't step into the design much or bigger issues, like, for example, a leaky roof or, you know, issues with the foundation, but I think we covered most of the basics. It's actually been quite a bit of fun to change things at our home. I'll admit, we still sort of feel like fish out of water, meaning we are not comfortable in our environment in this arena. We are out of our comfort zone. We feel like fish out of water. But slowly we're starting to understand what we're capable of, right? You live and you learn. I'm pretty proud of Lucas, though. He has mastered this program called SketchUp, which essentially allows us to take our blueprint, so the layout of our house, and change it so we can knock down walls, demolish things on an actual piece of paper rather than in person, and then add furniture to get a visual representation of how everything will look in the end. Maybe it'll actually look like that 6 months from now, maybe in a year. In any case, it's exciting. Maybe I should post some before and after pictures. Would you guys be interested in that? Maybe not. You're going to listen to the recording one last time. Be sure to listen to the very end, even if it seems repetitive, because listening a second time is wonderful for comprehension. It not only helps you pick up new words that you didn't understand the first time, but it helps reinforce the ones you heard the first time around, ones you learned the first time around. So listen to the very end and enjoy. In the United States, there are so many shows, especially on HGTV, about home renovations. To renovate means to make new or to refresh in a way. Oftentimes on these shows, the host will buy a fixer-upper, a home that is in need of a renovation. Usually it's purchased at a low price. Then the host will flip the home with the help of a contractor, interior designer, and possibly an engineer and architect. They will flip the home. To flip also means to renovate a home, but then turn around and sell it for a profit, or at a profit. You may be familiar with the wildly popular couple, Chip and Joanna Gaines, who popularized the act of flipping houses on their show, Fixer Upper. Chip is a strong and muscled ginger who often has tools in his hands. He's what we'd call a contractor. He's an expert in construction. He's a contractor. So he can knock down walls and build new ones. When an additional space is being added to a property, for example, an ADU, he'll get the permit to do so. In terms of his skills, the sky is the limit. Joanna Gaines, on the other hand, his wife, is a designer. She often looks at the blueprints of a property, reorders the layout, chooses flooring, window treatments, furniture, and all that jazz, so the place looks good in her farmhouse chic style. Together, they're the ultimate DIY couple. They do their projects on their own. Of course, with the help of some handymen. Last month, Lucas and I decided to buy a fixer-upper in North Carolina, feeling inspired to become a similar DIY couple. Our house, although located on a beautiful tree-lined street, well, it's in dire need of improvement. And as newbies to home improvement, we feel like chickens with our heads cut off. We've often had to ask ourselves, can we really do this on our own? First of all, the garage door was broken, and the neighbor told us to repair it ASAP because of the bears. He explained that he came home to a family of bears in his kitchen, going through the cabinets and eating his food, all because he left his back door unlocked. Lucas and I both looked at each other. Can you fix a garage door? No. Can you fix a garage door? No. Needless to say, we hired a handyman to repair it immediately. We then hired a landscaper to reroute the flow of water from our driveway because it was seeping into our garage walls. Then, after learning about radon issues in soil on the East Coast, we hired a radon team to ensure healthy radon levels in our basement. All right, so we can't do everything on our own, but we can do some stuff. Last week, I rolled up my sleeves and tackled a number of home improvement tasks. There were nail and screw holes all over the walls, so I patched them with spackle. Then I sanded the dried spackle with sandpaper to smooth it out. To ensure the walls were ready for a fresh coat of paint, I grabbed a screwdriver and removed all of the outlet covers. I protected the baseboards with painter's tape, laid out a drop cloth to avoid paint splattering on the floor, and then it was game time. With my paintbrush and roller in hand, it took two coats of paint to cover our stained and spotted walls. Now our rooms and the hallway look fresh and inviting. In the bathroom, however, there was bigger fish to fry. Hidden away in the corners, we could see black mold. It had to go. Most newer homes in the U.S. have drywall, insulation, and a wooden frame. With a hammer, I was able to knock down the drywall and remove every last bit of black. We'll, of course, need to replace the walls and get a better ventilation system in the future. On home improvement shows, the act of taking down walls, removing the floor, all that stuff, it's called demoing, which is short for demolishing. We realized it's not only fun smashing the walls or doing that demo work, it's actually pretty easy. Of course, it requires safety goggles and decent aim. Nobody wants to hit pipes or electrical wires. Speaking of which, We've come to terms with the fact that we'll need to hire an electrician to install lighting and ceiling fans, a plumber to do the plumbing, and a contractor for all the building and dirty work. We trust ourselves, but not enough to risk burning down the house, flooding it, or getting electrocuted. Not to mention, neither of us wants to fall from a ladder while trying to break through brick and stone for new windows. So maybe we are not a DIY couple, but there are some things we can do. Our kitchen is small and cramped, and we'll try to remodel it. This month, you might find us at Home Depot, picking out new countertops and cabinets, of course, with ample storage. We'll be choosing new hardwood floors, perhaps decorative tile for the backsplash. You might find me in the kitchen, measuring the width and length of walls with my tape measure to see where and whether appliances will fit, or even perhaps a level in my hand as I make sure my pictures are well balanced on the walls. Don't get me wrong, our house is not a dump. It's somewhat run down, but it's definitely a work in progress. It's a fixer-upper, and we are definitely fixing it up. One last thing, Chip and Joanna Gaines, if you don't know them, you really, really should. If you go to any Target in the U.S., you're going to see the very central section of the store dedicated, not to this couple, but to their brand and their products. She has a farmhouse chic style, and personally, I like a lot of the stuff she creates. And in general, just the two of them as a couple, they're just crazy successful. If you even go to Amazon, you will find Magnolia Table cookbooks. It's about hosting and decorating, and their recipes, I've tried a lot of them out. They're very good. It's no wonder why there are thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. And just a good thing to know about that couple. So if you type in Joanna Gaines, Chip Gaines, you're going to find a lot of products, a lot of advice, a lot of great stuff regarding home improvement and home renovation. I told you this lesson would be advanced. If you're interested in getting the full transcript, annotated, of course, the quiz, the image document with pictures of challenging vocabulary, a video to practice pronunciation, and exercises to work on these new vocab words so that you'll retain them better, you'll find the link to the 5-minute English courses and premium content in the episode notes. Have a wonderful day, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.